Hey, the Gary Cook Report, as part of doing what we do, is recorded into YouTube. If you go to youtube.com, Whack Geyer Cook, you're looking at this obviously because you found the link to today's episode. And to get to that link, easy as cake, the Geyer Cook Report.podbean.com. Once I have the edits for the audio and the video done, those links will be there. You can just go to that link, just like it looks like over there on the side, and scroll down, and you'll see the link that's in red, Google Webmaster Tools. That's what we're talking about today. And so SEO Tips Tuesday is underway, and it's going to get there quicker if I click that link and get to the show notes like I just did. Bazinga. Google Webmaster Tools. You might know it by the new name as Search Console. They rebranded it about a year ago, and they're calling it Search Console in order to reach more people, to reach business owners and SEM people, everybody. Well, the old school, the web developers like myself, still use Google Webmaster Tools, so that link still works. The thing that we're talking about today is the ways that you can use Google Webmaster Tools, as first shared by Ian Cleary from Razor Social. His summary says, you can read it right there, and I'll read it out loud for the people that can't see it. Google provides lots of valuable information in Google Webmaster Tools, so it's important to monitor it and make any relevant changes. Make sure all issues are resolved and is configured correctly. It can help drive additional traffic to your website, to your blog, etc. So it's well worth spending the time to doing it. And that's what the post says. And let's go look at the rest of it. We'll just go to this link right here. 7 ways to use Google Webmaster Tools to increase traffic to your website. And so, Ian said the first one, add a sitemap. Now, if you're a WordPress powered the way that the blog is, I use a tool, it's a plugin from Yoast, and it draws the sitemap for me automatically. And then I just submit it into Google Webmaster Tools. They crawl it and then index the site accordingly. Think of it sort of like a sitemap is like an index in a book. It tells the Google robot, hey, we've got these pages, we want you to index this and this and this, and they do that. And so there's the first one done. Number two, optimize existing posts to increase the traffic. Maybe you're using a title that could be polished a bit, and you'll notice I did that today on the Google Webmaster Tools reference in the title. I put it right into the title. So in search for Google Webmaster Tools, it's going to help. The third one is tidy up the site links. If you've got links on your site that just don't work, well, one of the site links that won't work is that Google is going to display in search, oh, if you like this search result, you might also like this one. Well, maybe the other one they reference to is your competitor. You don't want to do that. So you can have that one removed. You can demote that link and say, well, when I come up in search, I just soon not have the sites that aren't really helping me come up in the results too. You can resolve HTML editors. It does a crawl report and tells you which things you need to do. If you've got duplicate meta tag descriptions on a number of pages, it'll tell you that. So you want to get those addressed. And then number five, resolve any server errors. You might have to work with an engineer. Maybe you're not root access to the server because you're on shared hosting. But if you're on, like, I use SiteGround. Those guys are great at resolving issues. Everything waits for tea. We just did too. Number six, implement geographic targeting. If your service area is Western United States or every shire in the south of England, okay, that's geographic targeting. Me, I'm targeting English-speaking companies in the world. Okay, if you speak English, I might be your guy. Number seven is remove bad links. You can disavow links. I think it's up to, guys, it seems like I want to think it's 1,000. Maybe it's 100. But if you've got links that are not helping your ranking because they're such a low quality link, you can use the disavow tool that's in Webmaster Tools and take them out of the mix. So, and the terms of getting it done, we have. And on that note, I'm going to refresh, go back to the show notes. And there's a link there at this right there. The Gary Cook Report credits. You click on the credits, and that's when we say, thank you, patrons. Couldn't do it without you. We thank the listeners, because we definitely wouldn't do it without listeners or people viewing us on YouTube. The show notes link is right there. The main website, GeyerCookOnlineServices.com. That's the URL right there. You could subscribe to the podcast on Podbean if you haven't done that already. You can be a patron on Podbean. We'd like that even better. You can share the podcast on iTunes, on YouTube. We got links to do that there. We'd encourage you to like, comment, and share this content. Maybe you know somebody that's doing your website that you think, well, you know, gosh, maybe that'd be good if you learned some of the things that we talked about today. You can rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. So go down through that, and then you'll get to this section. Especially relevant. Thank you to Fraser Ramsey from Hattrick and Ramsey Unleashed. He's the guy that told me about Podbean, a number of other references and doing podcasting. His podcast is carried live on heartsonglive.co.uk radio in Edinburgh, Scotland. And he's made us a part of that show. We appreciate that. We're a contributor. We do about once a week we contribute. And thanks to Eileen Smith, also known sometimes as the Digital Diva. And she's the one that told us about Screencast-O-Matic that we use to record this show with. I don't do the show live so that we can edit out any flubs, any blunders. Thanks to Friends Just Chatting. It's a Facebook group. Thanks to Facebook for letting us have a group for the Geyer Cook Report. You can go there and look for those groups. We'd appreciate you joining. And so I'm going to scroll a little bit more. You can see the paragraph we got there about SiteGround and why we think they're in terms of choosing a host, they might be the one. Thanks to Coding Brains, they're a team of coders, so I'm not just a one-man show. I've got about 60 coders that can help me get jobs done. So if you've got a big job, let's talk. If you got a little job, let's talk. But mainly, let's talk. It's a wrap.